Refrigerators are indispensable to modern households. Interestingly, there were also large ice chests with similar functions as early as the spring and autumn period in ancient China. These chests were mainly made of pottery or copper and had a relatively simple structure with a hole at the bottom to drain the water from melted ice. Ice chest designs in the Qing dynasty were more sophisticated. This ice chest from the Qianlong reign is made of wood core and lined with silver to reduce seepage. The surface is decorated with cloisonné. Copper wires were bent to form the outline of the cloisonné and soldered onto the surface of the chest. The wire enclosures were then filled with enamel of different colors before firing, giving the ice chest a bright, vibrant look. Ice cubes would be placed at the bottom of the box, while fruits such as watermelons, peaches, and grapes would be put in the drawer in the middle. Not only did the chest keep the fruits cold, but the air that escaped from the hole at the top also cooled the surroundings. Ice, which came mainly from frozen lakes and rivers in winter, was difficult to come by in ancient China. The ice house supervisor and officials from the Ministry of Works would pay tribute to the god of the rivers before collecting and transporting the ice to the ice cellars for storage. Ice in Qing official cellars was mainly used for worship in the Forbidden City and gifted to ministers and key officials afterwards. The ice would then be distributed to 14 locations in Beijing, including gates and archways, to help cool people down in the summer.